You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
The JSE has closed its doors for another day, so as always on a Wednesday, the 5 o'clock shadow is populated by Skulk Lowe, who's a portfolio manager at PSG Wealth Old Oak Division in Cape Town. This time last week, we were sort of recovering from a nasty Monday and a little bit of a dodgy Tuesday. Not that bad, though. This week, completely different, Skulk. The markets have recovered, and it's almost as though last week didn't happen. Are we out of the woods yet, do you think?
I don't think we're out of the woods at all because, I mean, we need to, you know, go back to last week, Monday, and know why the reaction. And the reaction was very much, you know, on bad or let's call it worse than expected U.S. economic data, more specific job data. Now we're not going to get, you know, a lot of strong job data again for the next week or two. But next month we might have a repeat. And next month we might not only see, you know, worse than expected job data, we might see worse than expected economic data, GDP data, those kind of things as well. Are we out of the woods? No, we're not out of the woods. Usually these type of economic data tend to be a trend. You tend to see, you know, something being bad this month and you know, still bad next month because we're looking back one year. You know, one year back. I mean, we just saw it yesterday with our unemployment rate. I mean, wow. Jeez.
See a youth unemployment number of 59.7% in South Africa? I noticed it on X, where it gave the youth unemployment data for various countries, and South Africa was at the top with 59.7%. Can this be true?
Yeah, I think, you know, during the election period, I think some of these opposition parties use that data, you know, the 60% youth unemployment mark, and I don't think, you know, they will throw that type of data out if it wasn't backed by sources. But I mean, this is just crazy to think that we're sitting this type of unemployment rate. But again, I mean, we had a period where things really went bad. I mean, I say the period, you know, since 2009, so we take 15 years, we slowly, you know, lost control to a certain extent of an economy that was strong in 2009. It was growing. And you're not going to fix, you know, problems that actually built over a 15-year period in 15 days, you know, after GNU. We did see the SACI business confidence today, and I thought, you know, we need to just sort of celebrate these little, you know, victories. It's still, when you look at the long-term growth at 109, it's still not the best. It's still not the best of levels, but you can see, I mean, you, I know you like your charts, and if you look at the chart, you know, for recent months, it is ticking upwards, and that's good. Just saying that we're actually gaining some confidence, and, you know, with confidence eventually comes investment, and with investment, eventually things, you know, like unemployment becomes less of a problem. I wouldn't say it won't ever be a problem because for a country or an emerging country like South Africa, I think unemployment will always be a major problem.
Retail sales also came out, Skulk, and they came out at 4.1%. Now, people will say it's because they came off such a low base, but 4.1% is 4.1%, and we'll take it.
Yeah, especially if you think that, you know, only about 0.5% were expected. In the previous week, we had a growth of 1.1% year-on-year, 1.1%, now 4.1%. And again, I like, you know, taking this back to you know, the actuals, you know. When you look at a growth like Mr. Price, Truebit, those type of companies, recently you've seen these companies really recovering, doing extremely well. And I think when you look at, you know, look at these type of economic data, you know, 4.1% growth year on year for retail sales, I think that's a small little victory again for South Africa.
Going back to the United States of America, and just before we go on to today's data, just going back to the jobs numbers, where outside of the agricultural sector, the U.S. economy grew their employment by 114,000 people, which is way below expectations. And, you know, I'm not being an optimist here, heaven forbid, but it was a lot of it was because of Hurricane Beryl, which wiped out a couple of weeks' worth of economic growth that could have included jobs being created. So maybe that was just a blip And there'll be a revised number next month. They always revise the number. We know that. In fact, they keep revising for months and months. But maybe that was just, what is it in the road? Something in the road. I can't remember the... Something in the
rock,
road.
Rock in the road.
It's not rock in the road.
Keep no stone unturned. And it's... It's an African, it will be a pothole, I promise you. That'll be a pothole for sure.
Excuse me. Again, you're being arrogant. Britain is the pothole capital of the world. There's not potholes in Britain, there's volcanic craters. But that's another story. Now, Skulk, today we had UK inflation coming in at 2.2%, up from 2% the previous month. Again, the base effect. And in the United States, from 3% the previous month, they went down to 2.9%. And everyone getting terribly excited, although the market, I think, was factoring that in, because the S&P is just down very, very slightly. Very muted reaction to this. You know, as I always say to people, if your inflation, as it was in the UK, was at 11% at its peak, 11 and a bit, actually, it's easier to get it down to 5.5% than it is to get the inflation rate down from 2%, which it was the previous month, down to, say, 1.5% because of incremental issues and, again, that base number. So, yeah, it's going to be a struggle. But as long as they can keep it around these levels, 2 to 3%, the market likes that.
So let's take that. I mean, you mentioned that it's very much, again, when you look at the UK year on year, 2.2. You mentioned it, 2% previous month, but still, you know, economists expected 2.3%. So it was a slight beat. As you mentioned, we're looking at the base effect. US, I think, is good in the sense that. Again, 3% previous month, expected another 3% year on year, came in at 2.9%. And why is it significant? We know that Powell said he won't really, really get excited until inflation really get to that 2.5% mark. I think psychologically, I mean, dipping below the 3% mark, 2.9, I think got the market excited. I mean, you mentioned the U.S., trading negative now, but when the data came out, we did see a U.S. market reacting positively. So I think that is good. Just back to your job data on maybe it's just a whatever in the road. I don't know. Then you know, they had to go 3 weeks, 4 weeks ago. They had Powell that gave feedback to Congress, and the two things that stood out. In his feedback was is worried because you can clearly see that the U.S. economy is not as robust anymore as it's previously been, and he mentioned his worry around the job market. The job market now starting to feel the effects. Now, I don't think somebody like Powell, you know, chairman of the Fed, will mention, you know, specifically mention they can start seeing the effect on the job market if it was just a whatever in the road. I think there's some worries. I mean, we do need to look at this. And as you originally asked the question, do I think that we're going to see more of these type of data? Yes, I do think we're going to see more. And some markets are still trading at elevated levels, and some maybe at not as elevated levels, which could be some sort of a safe haven to be in.
Okay, let's have a look at what happened on the JSE today when it comes to corporate announcements. DRD Gold came out with a voluntary trading statement and trading update for the year ended 3rd June. Share price down 2.4%. And that's not to do with the gold price. It may be to do with the Rand gold price, because the Rand has been flirting at some stage, various stages during the day, with 18, where one would have thought after last Monday's action it would be closer to 19. So well done to the Rand. But that is also a weaker dollar, with the euro dollar trading above 110, and which is a big move. So there's DRD Gold. Is that one that's in your portfolio, or is it too small for you?
That's true. I mean, with only 5 gold stocks left on the JSE, you know, as a gold lover, I tend to follow them all.
Yes.
I'm not invested in DRD, so I can quickly run through them. Yes, you mentioned it. I think it's very, very simple. Market just expected more. When you look at they actually mentioned that the HEPS will be between, you know, 140, let's call it 147 and 162 cents. And as we stand here, the Refinitiv consensus expectation is still around the 151. So I think markets – And just put that consensus in perspective, you know, with the recent run in the gold price, a lot of analysts haven't really adjusted their forecast, forecast EPS and forecast, you know, target prices. So one would have thought that this even though the consensus was on the lower side, for them to come out and say, well, we might be flirting, you know, coming in below this consensus level, I think just got the market a little bit worried. And then they mentioned a few things, and that there was a fatality. I know from previously. You know, working on the JSE floor, many gold mines. Whenever there's some sort of fatalities at these mines, usually there was, you know, quite a negative reaction on some of these gold mines. Maybe that could be the case. But in general, I thought it looked good. The free cash flow, you know, still looking fine. You know, when we look at the, you know, they mention it, and the revenue was definitely driven by the higher rand gold price, and the group remained free of debt, only bank debt. So I would say just watch it. I think they're maybe just missing expectation. It did see some strong performance lately. I did look at it technically as well, and the share price did do very, very well recently. So maybe just a bit of a breather, yeah.
Okay, Northern Platinum also taking a breather to the tune of 2.75%. They also came out with a trading update. The one that I really want you to talk about, though, is I don't know whether to call it Avenge or Aveng, but anyway, updated trading statement. Share price up 16%. On the close. I know you like property. Oh. Do you like construction?
I don't. But yeah, it's because it's just been such a area to not be invested in lately. I must say that the trading statement came out about half an hour ago.
Oh, of course, yes. It was a 16:26 on my screen here, so you haven't had a chance to look at it. But there must be something good in there, because that's a big move.
That's a big, massive performance. We've seen it with some of these property counters, you know, the likes of the PPCs and those type of companies. I know Raubex has been doing really, really well as well. Not one that I've been following, but as you mentioned, clearly that's when I just opened it, yeah. they look at the EPS range and look at the basic headline earnings per share, headline earnings per share. And in every single case, They say it's going to, the change is more than 100%, you know, beat. I know these companies are also coming off very, very low, let's call it multiples and low profit ratios, but it's, you know, positive to see, you know, some of these companies. I usually say when your bricks and your mortar are starting to do well, your economy, you know, is starting to do well.
And it's all linked to infrastructure, Skunk. So maybe the government of national unity has got some expansive infrastructure plans. And goodness me, South Africa needs it. Let's start with the trains and the public transport. Please, South Africa. Yep. Okay, let's have a look at some numbers now. Dollar rand, 18.06. British pound against the rand, 23.20. The euro rand is 19.91. The euro dollar, 110.25. That's a third of a percent up for the euro. And British pound, 128.45 against the dollar. Gold price, 24.50 on the noggin. It's down $16, but still, it wasn't that long ago it was below 2400, so that's gratifying. Platinum, 9.35, down 8. Palladium up 4 to 9.26, so nothing much there. Let's have a look at the oil price, which has been sharply in focus with the imminent attack from Iran on Israel in whatever form it may take. Whatever it is, it's not going to be helpful. 80.09, but that's down 0.75%, and West Texas crude is $77.43, down 1.2%. Natural gas price is up just over 5%. I'm looking at that wheat price occasion. Oh, look at copper. It's gone above 4 again, 4.05 suddenly. The wheat price is interesting because I just saw this nuclear reactor on fire in Ukraine, and that makes me nervous. And I know what happened with Chernobyl. Oh, yeah. Chernobyl to all food prices in the days after that was released. And the wheat price up nearly 1% today. And obviously Ukraine being a massive producer of wheat. But otherwise, pretty quiet. Iron ore threatening to go down through $100 per tonne. It's 100.44 on my delayed screen. S&P 500 futures. When we first started speaking, they were down. Now they're up very slightly. 5,465 for September futures. US 10-year Treasury bond yield after the inflation data is 3.819%. Let's call it 3.82%. Let's be generous. And the South African 10-year, 9.33%. Bitcoin, back above 60,000. They're trying to tell me to verify I'm a human. Well, it's up for debate, but anyway, I'll say I am. below 60,000 now, 59,330 down, 0.5%. What stocks did you see today that caught your eye, outside of the ones that we've already mentioned?
No, I think it was a fairly quiet day. I think some of the companies that's really been struggling, I think those are most probably the ones that got me excited. We've had Remgro being under pressure lately. Looked at the underlying counters, the likes of the First Rands, the Discoveries, Metropolitan, those companies that makes up Remgro, they didn't enjoy the day that Remgro enjoyed. Remgro close to 4% positive today. So maybe there's some bargain hunting there. I know it's one of these companies that I do think is still trading at very, very deep value territory. But I thought that was an interesting move for today. And then, the likes of MTN up 2%, close just shy of 85 Rand today. We know that's a company that's been trading at 72, 73 Rand just a matter of days ago, now popping up. Had a little caution again today, well, trading statement from Rwanda. But in general, that's really positive to see. Technically, it does look like we might see this company test the 89 Rand levels. And if it breaks those levels, I'm not a chartist, but it does seem like those 110 Rand levels could be possible. But let's watch that. And then Sasol. I mean, Sasol, company that's been struggling, seriously struggling lately. We had the trading update last week, which disappointed again. Company went down to the low 120 Rand levels today, surpassed the 131 levels again. I think at one stage, even touching 132, but close just shy of 130 Rand and 50 cents again, up another 2%. So in general, I thought it was you mentioned the Rand. I mean, definitely your local financials, the Sunlums up 2%, Standard Bank's up 1%, APSA's close to 1%. So yeah. Good day for the SAN companies.
On my screen, Sogo Sun up nearly 5%. Itel Tal, whose numbers came out recently, 4.4% to the good. We Buy Cars, 4% higher. Goldfields up 3.9%. And Remgro, it's off its highs, but still a sterling performance, 3.75% to the good. Omnia, tell me that's a next div. It's down 8.6%, Skunk. Is that a next div? Omnia.
Let me quickly have a look. Omnia. No, I can't see that.
Okay,
no.
So that's the real thing. That's an organic fall. Kumba Iron Ore down 6%. Anglo's down 2.9%. So two of the Anglo's stable. And you'll tell me whether they're ex-div or not. But anyway, Northam's down 2.75%. We spoke about those briefly. And Prosus down 2.4%. So that's it. All we need now is the closing JSE indices and the value traded, if you would.
Okay, so what we see here today is the JSE closed at 81,402 points. That is up 0.55% for today. The JSE top 40, 74,395. That is also up 0.5%. Resources, just keeping themselves in the green, 8 basis points positive. Industrials, 18 basis points. And as mentioned earlier, the financials had a lovely day. They enjoyed a 1.4% positive day on the market. And SA Property also sort of bathing in the stronger Rand Sun, 80 basis points positive. And to your question on the value traded, I see my value traded indicator is broken for today. Unfortunately, it's still stuck on yesterday, so we are to keep that number in the miss.
Okay, Skunk, thank you very much for your time this evening. As always, Skunk Lowe, portfolio manager at PSG Wealth Old Oak Division in Cape Town, and that was the 5 o'clock shadow. The views and opinions expressed in these podcasts are those of Lindsay Williams and various contributors and do not reflect the policy, position, or opinion of any other agency, organization, employer, or company associated with strictlybusinesspodcast.com. Assumptions made on the analyses are not reflective of the position of any other entity other than the speaker or the author. And since we are critically thinking human beings, these views are always subject to change, revision, and rethinking at any time. Please do not hold us to them in perpetuity.